Do I sound like a normal human being to you?
Human being?
Yeah, human being, like a bean, but what? But like
a,
human.
Like a legume.
Like a legume taken flesh.
No, yeah. You two are talking to each other. It's clearly my fault.
Fuck yes! Exactly like fuck that. Yeah! Fuck yeah! Get in!
That sucks so bad for me.
Hello and welcome to Brews Day Tuesday podcast episode 640. I'm Sam Ginsberg, and here is the man with the most hair on this call. It's Tyler Dryblatt.
Maybe I haven't seen the back of my head. You got me all worried now. In the
actually, you haven't seen Boris's butt.
That's true. Maybe he's
he talked shit about how hairy his ass was for years before he mooned me, and I was like, man, he was not fucking kidding.
got the bottom half of a satyr.
That's right.
Oh, dude.
Mr. Tell us over here.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
You've ruined Seder dinners for me. I know that's not the Seder you meant, but I'm still like, nah.
Nah. Well, maybe you're about rare Arctic beers or Applebee's or perhaps even charts. Are you about any of those things?
Well, I like charts because express numbers in a way that is meaningful to me.
Yeah, we love a good data visualization.
Not like this chart.
Sure.
Spoilers.
You know what? Sure.
Yeah, I don't know. I think this might be a 1-for-3. But Boris, what do you got over there?
What do I got over there? Great question. This is a podcast where we drink beer, so I have a beer. Wormtown Fresh Patch Pumpkin Ale. You thought you'd get out of the pumpkin season without me bringing a pumpkin ale to wave in your face, but you were wrong.
I think maybe you didn't appear for all of October.
Yeah.
It's been, I think this week, it's been a while, and then you texted me.
Mid to late September, I think, is the last time I talked to you.
Now, all I right, made a face, right, well, and it's not because you have a pumpkin beer, but it's because it's called Wormtown. It makes me not want to drink
it. I hate that.
Yeah.
Wormtown is a local brewery that makes a few things that I've had before, and I've never really thought about it as weird, but I guess it is kind of weird, isn't it? Wormtown.
I just don't love it.
I mean, really, when you think about it, without worms, you wouldn't be able to grow crops, and without crops, you wouldn't have beer, so...
Can I offer a punch up to Wormtown, which is just changing the spelling? Lose that O, get a Y, Worm, W-Y-R-M town. Now it's like,
true facts.
What is this, some kind of shitty dragon town? Yeah. Tell me more.
Yeah.
All right, so what we got here, it's 4.5%, and it just says ale brewed with pumpkin, cinnamon, ginger, nutmeg, and clove. So like a pumpkin pie situation, pretty common. Doesn't say, like, any type, just ale. So it's pretty light. Nice clear color here. Straw, yellow. Barely any head. And tiny, tiny little bubbles. And we'll have a taste.
I checked it on Untappd. It's listed as a pumpkin / yam beer. Which seems accurate, but also raises the question for me. Bro, how many yam beers you got that they get second billing on here? How about just pumpkin beer?
Category always amused me. It's a little watery, to be quite honest. It's like not, it doesn't have that like full mouthfeel that I'm looking for. I don't know, the flavors, it's super light. This is a really light beer in general. Not loving it, if you can't tell. It doesn't have that, it's a little bit of a hint of a pumpkin pie spice, but not enough to really bring the whole thing home. And similarly, the pumpkin flavor is super weak, too, so it kind of just tastes like a Miller Lite that someone brushed a pumpkin against. I don't know. Anyways, that's what I got.
Okay. Well, I'm going to punch it up with a full-flavored... beer from AB InBev, I guess. Lucky Streak. No. It's a beer. It says Lucky Streak beer. It's
Why did I close Untappd? I guess because I'm a fucking idiot.
I'm sure it's like a junk lager or whatever. But yeah, I guess it's made by AB. It's 4.2% ABV. Crystal clear, kind of a light gold. No real head to speak of.
Blonde / golden ale.
Oh, well, okay.
2.75 out of 5, which for Untappd is maybe the worst rating I've ever seen.
Well, I was glad I said it was kind of golden. It does smell maybe a little yeasty, but just kind of like sticky old beer is what this smell reminds me of.
What does it mean that the ad on this site says Americans over 55 are ditching hearing aids for this new device? Are they pretty sure that I'm in my 60s and using hearing aid? And what does that say about the stuff I've been Googling?
Yeah, I get a lot of ads in Spanish, and I'm like,
interesting.
I'm not Spanish. I don't know. I have absolutely nothing to say about this.
All right. Moving well, on. It's a good thing you saved the anchor for last. I have a beer that my dad drank 3 weeks ago.
Nice.
I don't know if you remember, Tyler. You said you should bring that on next week, and I said, "Fuck you! I'll bring it on in 3 weeks."
I don't think that is what you said.
Check the tape, brother.
Okay.
I wouldn't cuss that hard around my dad. I cuss some around my dad, but not that hard. This is from Ope Brewing Company. Okay. Brown chicken, brown cow, German dark lager with chocolate added, 5.4%. So I'm expecting a tremendously boring beer that is still more interesting than your beers.
Yeah.
It smells like, one, beer, two, chocolate. So, like, I might want more chocolate out of this if that's going to be its whole deal, but whatever. That's interesting. I get more of the, like, bitterness from the chocolate than the chocolate flavor. Like, that dark more chocolate like bitterness. It's weird. I'm, like... I'm very into bitter flavors, like in coffee and tea and beer, but I'm not a dark chocolate guy, so it's a little bit of a worst of both worlds thing for me. This beer is boring and tastes like shitty chocolate, even though it's probably not shitty chocolate. It's probably just dark chocolate, and I don't like dark chocolate.
Well, this was a great prank I played on you from 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, I guess we're on a race to the bottom beer review-wise. I'm sure the rest of the show will go roughly the same way.
Do you track the episode average rating in that big data brain of yours?
I thought you were going to say in the spreadsheet. You just thought it's all up here.
Yeah.
The spreadsheet. Bro, I'm not that autistic, dog.
Yeah.
You're just asking, like, what... episodes have had the best ratings and the worst ratings?
I'd be interested to hear which episodes, had like the lowest cumulative ratings or the highest cumulative ratings.
I'm much more...
Everyone loved their beer, everyone hated their beer.
I'm much more interested in like the individuals who have the highest and lowest ratings. Like, for instance, Becca obviously has the highest rating. She only ever gives anything in 8.5.
Yeah.
Because she's only on every 15 episodes and she brings on something she'll know she'll like.
Yeah.
Instead of being
there you go.
Fucking pathetic like us and just having to find what you can find. No, I don't know. I haven't done that analysis. And let me tell you, my man, I won't.
All right, then.
Asked and answered.
Let's unfortunate, but here we are.
Speaking of unfortunate, you guys said you loved charts because they were great representations of... data. This is a chart, but it gives you almost no data. From VinePair.com, this massive chart shows which companies own America's top beer brands.
Oh boy, sounds like this could be a good visualization. I can't wait to look at it.
Well, when you say massive chart, that already sort of implies to me it's not going to be very good because it's going to be too big.
It's not massive is the thing. It's just like, oh, okay.
Bro, the Constellation brand segment, I guess for the listener, it's like, it's laid out like a pie chart, and the Constellation brand segment, it's Modelo 4 times, and Corona also 4 times. Dude, just put them each on once. What are you fucking doing?
Yeah, like one company is not going to own Modelo Especial, but the other company owns Modelo Negra. You could just say Modelo.
For some reason, Modelo Chelada has its own listing apart from Modelo. And also on the AB InBev segment, Bud Light, Bud Light Platinum, and Bud Light Chelada again are all listed as separate things.
I don't like that there's just an everyone else, and it has, like, a scattering of random brands. Like, that's not even close to indicative of the other breweries that are out there.
Well, I'll say the... I agree that that's bad, and I'll raise you one. Because it's not just other. Some of these we know are owned by Macros. Yeah. Others, I don't think are, but maybe are. A Man of Victory is Macro owned. I would be very sad. If Nuclearis is Macro owned, I wouldn't care because they suck, but I would be surprised.
It's funny to me that Nuclearis even made the cut for, like, you know, you. I don't know. I feel like I've heard of almost all of these breweries, and Nuclearis seems like the smallest one by far, but what do I know?
They have a cultural cachet that they have not earned.
I like that Yingling has its own little slice up there, and they own one brand, and it's Yingling. Thank you for
it's just
elaborating on that.
Dude, it's so small that legitimately the arm of my microphone blocked it, and I didn't see it. I didn't know what you were talking about.
Why is under everyone else, why is there Voodoo Ranger and Fat Tire? They're both made by New Belgium.
Yeah, those are beers, right? Not breweries?
Correct.
I don't know.
That is
Yeah, no, that's a great observation. Right. Also, why is Four Loko in here? That's not beer at all!
That's what I'm saying. So, it's just... There are also words to this article, I guess. I didn't read any of them. I was too busy looking at this massive chart. Yeah, it's just real disappointing.
I mean, it is pretty big.
It's not that big. I've seen bigger charts.
Did you guys know that Heineken owns both Heineken and Heineken Zero? That's a really fun piece of information I learned. They also own Tecate and Tecate Light. I'm really glad they specified both. Otherwise, I would have been like, well, who's got Tecate Light? They're not on the massive chart!
Yeah. They're not on my massive chart.
So I guess these are the beer brands that sell over 100,000 barrels per year.
But
which, again, is just wild for Nuclearis.
There's still problems with the everything else, though.
No, I mean, I think those are the brands that sell over 100K that don't fall into one of the other categories, I guess.
But I'm saying, but again, Voodoo and Fat Tire, not brands, a line of beer from one brand.
I mean, maybe there's something in the, like, corporate hierarchy or something.
Yeah,
it's segmented financial institution in a way that none of us care about.
I guess.
We've done a lot of criticizing the way they're presenting the data, but now I'm getting a little worried about the accuracy.
Yeah.
Because Pacifico is listed as Constellation. But we also have Landshark listed by AB InBev. And I was pretty sure there was just one big bucket that both of those brands had bottles and they were just dipping the bottles into the bucket to get the beer. So I guess maybe the bottle ownership or distribution is the distinguishing factor there.
That was funny, Samuel.
Thank you. It's a comedy show, theoretically.
Ooh, got him. I did not know that Pabst was a top level company that owned Old Mill and Colt 45 and Lone Star.
So you say they own
Rainier, but that doesn't mean anything to me.
You're saying they own Colt 45 and they're a top tier company?
They're on this list. apparently, Colt 45 is a
top tier anything.
No, sorry, I didn't mean top tier as in my assessment of their quality. I mean top tier as in they made the circle.
I see.
I've had Colt 45 a total of twice, and I enjoyed myself both times.
So you had a Colt 45. Did you say the two times they were like zigzags, like Colt 45 and two zigzags?
So I know what you're doing, but I don't think you did it right.
That's fine. Let's move on.
Like, you should have said, did you have zigzags with them or something like that?
That's fine.
This is Colt 45 and two zigzags.
Yeah, whatever. Let's move on.
So, you know, I heard this interesting story. Sorry to derail a little bit. A blind man walking down the street passed some fishmongers, took a deep breath, and he said, good morning, ladies.
What do you call a guy named Roberto? That's just another messed up joke. That's all. The punchline's supposed to be rubber toe, but it's fine. It was purposely a mistake. But speaking of things that might have been mistakes,
I don't even follow the as a bad joke. I don't follow.
It's fine. Don't worry about it. So speaking of things that might have been mistakes, though, I also much like you had questions about the accuracy of this chart, I had an experience that I was doubting some of the accuracy of. I had to go to a job thing. I was tabling basically at a big parks event where they bring in all sorts of folks. So we were showing off what's called like a breeches buoy, which is an old timey way of rescuing folks.
Sorry, before you get too far into this, I just want to take your temperature for this experience. If I was in a situation where I had a table for my work, I would be thinking to myself, this is an unthinkably bad idea, and I'm so mad that I have to do it. I'm the wrong person for this. I'm going to do a bad job. I'm going to hate it. What a bunch of dumb fuckers that I'm here.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And where was your headspace for this? The thing that happened in reality.
The thing is, I'm great at everything I do. So, you know, it was no problem for me. No, I mean, tabling isn't like my favorite thing. I'd rather run like a structured program, but it's fine. I'm good at it and it's whatever. And it's not like I'm just sitting there and like, yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say tabling's at least like if someone walks up to the table, they're like vaguely interested in what you have to say, right? Like it shouldn't be that hard to just kind of vamp about it to someone who's it's not like you're going door to door, right? Like
No, it's fine. I mean, yeah, it's fine. It's just like I don't feel like it gets very deep typically, and I often feel like, oh well, that was kind of pointless, like that was a shallow interaction or whatever. But this time I was gonna say it wasn't just tabling, like we had a thing we were showing off, like an old timey rescue device, which like you can pull on and it moves. So it was pretty cool. And it was kinda like an old timey parks event, so they bring in all sorts of old timey folks, including some guy who called himself the Regimental Beer Master. Apparently like back in like the 1710s or whatever. The British Army would employ a guy to cook beer for the military because the water was so bad and they didn't want everybody dumping out. And obviously cooking beer, you know, treats it. And apparently up in the northern areas, it was common to make what's called spruce ale. Have you heard of spruce ale?
Sounds like it would suck. Like spruce tree?
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds like a piney IPA, but it's probably...
Yeah, piney IPA, but like on roids.
I guess. So it came from like an Iroquois tradition of getting like vitamin C because like a bunch of people were dying of scurvy. So they would make this spruce ale so they could drink the water and not die of scurvy. And he had these samples. They were non-alcoholic. He had, you know, taken the alcohol out of it or whatever because there were kids around. And I was like, I tried one, and I was talking to him about it. And I was like, oh, you know, like, what was the normal ABV of this? Because I'm thinking, like, if this is something they have to drink, like, every day because they can't drink the water, it's probably got to be, like, a small beer, right? Like that pyramid stuff, you know?
Like, yeah, like 2.8 would be my
exactly,
guess.
Exactly. And he was like, 5 to 7. And I was like, Jesus Christ! 5 to 7, like that is crazy. And you know, like we were talking more about it, and he was telling me all this stuff, and I was like sipping on it, and I was like, oh, you know, this is weird, but this kind of tastes a little bit like a Hefeweizen to me, you know, maybe because it's so unfiltered. And he was like, well, no, it's an ale. And I was like,
and then you slapped the shit out of him.
Then I was like, all right, bye, man. And like I like walked away because like Hefeweizen is an ale, and that's extremely, extremely basic knowledge.
Basic shit.
Yeah. So
now you just don't know what to think.
I don't know what to think. Exactly.
Did any was anything source. He told you accurate?
I don't know. What did I just drink?
I will say I Googled Regimental Beer Master because I love that combination of words. The top result on Google, it's one of those, you know, when you Google something and it's like, we found results without one of the things you asked for because we didn't want to be helpful. The number one result is removing my master and adding in Meister. There's something.
Beer Meister.
The Regimental Brew Meister is a man named Michael Carver, and I got to tell you, I don't trust him. All the results are this guy.
I may have misremembered, and it might be Meister because, I didn't seem like something that was widespread.
Boris, you're the only one of us who is in a fraternity that was real. Mm-hmm. Did you have a guy that everyone referred to as the Brewmeister?
No, but we did have a position that was elected called Burgermeister, and it was the guy who manned the grill at events.
That's funny.
So, you know.
And did people run for that?
Not particularly. It was usually sort of like we would do elections and they would be like 3 hours. And by the time you elected like president and like vice president, like the important ones, you'd get to the end and it was like Burgermeister. And everyone's just like, how about that guy? Yay. Cause you want to get the fuck out of there. So, no, it wasn't particularly contentious.
Burgermeister was a real position. It is a German.
Yeah. That's what like Germans called their mayor. Cause their towns are
exactly. Yeah,
citizens are burgers, and the Burgermeister is the.
Yep.
Anyways,
Jeremy, you're so silly.
The Beermeister. I do want to know how this Spruce Ale tasted, though. What was the review?
Well, I thought overall it was bad, but also like it was non-alcoholic.
Right.
So you know,
probably not an accurate representation of the real deal.
If it even ever existed, I feel like
trust this man. Yeah. He doesn't exist, according to Google.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like you could make like a piney kind of hop water type situation, and or an herbal tea type thing. Like, it could work.
Yeah, I mean, it's within the realm of possibility. To me, like up front, it tasted Hefeweizen like. Probably just because it was mad unfiltered and, you know, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. But at the back, there was something like, it wasn't even piney necessarily. It was kind of like vegetative, you know?
Oh, I don't like that.
Yeah. But it wasn't exactly piney.
Just sort of like leafy?
Like, yeah. Just like, you know, when you got like a bunch of like grass or like leaves that are kind of like, going back to the earth and you squish them a little bit and like some mm-hmm. like foliage juice comes out.
Mm-hmm. Love that foliage kinda juice.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah. You guys know what I'm talking about, right? Sam like looks like he's dialed in.
I find it so off-putting. It's not that I wasn't paying attention. It's that I'm focusing on not getting too yucked.
Yeah. I don't know. It just tasted kind of vegetative. Like if you ground up a plant and you're like,
Yeah.
Is vegetative the word, or is vegetal the word?
I didn't know vegetal. Show me your vegetals.
I just think of vegetative as being descriptive of a person who can't move anymore.
What is vegetal? Is that a word you've heard before?
I think so. I think of it as being plantly.
Vegetal.
This is some top tier content, guys.
Vegetal. I guess it's really only applied to drinks, according to Google.
Well, I think about drinks a lot. That's probably my problem.
That's fair. Okay. Well, that was fun, huh?
Sam has a drinking like grammar problem.
I call it a drinking grammar solution.
Hey.
The final solution.
It's something about Kelsey grammar. I don't know. You know, just
why not?
You know, he had another kid. He's like 70 years old. It's like, dog, what are you doing?
He's not pulling De Niro numbers. I'm not impressed.
That's true. Yeah. Who's the fucking guy? Nick Cannon. He's got a bunch of
kids. Man.
That's like irresponsible. At some point, like, you gotta press charges, you know?
So do you feel like he's not famous enough to support that many children? Like, what is Nick Cannon making his money on?
Wild and Fresh
reruns. Wild and Out.
Nickelodeon reruns.
Excuse me. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know that one either.
Drumline movie.
Club like, promoting? What is he doing?
You're thinking of Drumline.
Yeah.
So I hate to be a victim blamer, but these women know who Nick Cannon is and knows that he has, you know.
That's not what I'm saying. No.
20 kids by 11 women. Like,
yeah.
Why are they raw dogging with him? They should be like, get out of here, Nick Cannon, you weird pervert.
Because he apparently has enough money to pay all these kids. But I think it's like irresponsible, like on a like planetary level, you know? Like, that's a lot.
Well, you yelled at me for my second kid. So I can only imagine how you feel about Nick Cannon.
I was really pissed when China ended their one-child policy a couple years ago. Like,
Tyler's looking to put the population in decline.
Yeah, man, for real. I don't know.
My boss has 7 children. And we were working with this contractor who was in Costa Rica at some point, and like after like a year of working with her, I like told her like, oh, this other guy like has 7 children, and she just goes, oh, I guess he doesn't care about his climate footprint, and we just like moved on with the meeting. He was not part of this meeting, my boss, but I was just like, wow, that's a wild line to just drop in a work meeting and then we all keep going.
But I don't disagree though. I don't disagree. It's like, it's not.
Yeah, but what if one of them becomes a climate scientist?
You. I mean, my boss's kids. What if we aborted the guy who cured cancer?
I mean, the reverse of that, but yeah.
How does your customer or whatever you're talking about? How does she feel about Imperial? It's a Costa Rican beer.
Oh.
Dog, I don't know. I ain't talked to her in like 2 years. We dropped that contract.
Oh, okay. I was in Costa Rica for a month when I was like 13. And the slogan that I learned for Costa Rica, which is not what the Costa Rica Tourism Board would like you to learn, is that in Costa Rica you only need to know 3 words: football, puta, and imperial. So
okay,
all right, that'll get you pretty far.
A cuss and soccer and also this brand of beer.
Yeah, man.
I was in Honduras briefly, and they have a beer called Salvavide. So I'm pretty sure that each country just has its own like macro light lager, and they like brand it differently.
And I think it's the same thing.
Same bucket.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yep. It's the one bucket theory. Yeah.
What was the temperature like in those places?
What articles you go?
We went in November, so it was pretty nice and you know, not too hot, not too cold.
Pretty nice.
Good beach weather. Yeah, pretty nice.
We know where it probably wasn't good beach weather in the Arctic from our next article, independent.co.uk. A rare bottle of Arctic beer to be opened after 150 years to revive brew.
And for the least slick transition of the year, it's Tyler Dryblatt.
Yep. For any consideration. All right. So, I guess back in the day, there is a company called Alsop, and they made Arctic Ale specifically for adventurers in Victorian times going to the North Pole. Specifically, for one expedition was 1875, trying to get to the North Pole. I don't know exactly what, made it so fortified or whatever, but, one has been purchased by the folks who run Innocent Gun, and I guess they're going to open one of these up and pour it into a limited edition beer or some shit. It's kind of hard to understand what they're doing.
So they're gonna like dilute it.
I guess
Does the article suck or the idea suck?
I'm having trouble following this article. Like, what point it's making.
Yeah, me too. Because, yeah, hold on.
Well, Tyler reads, Boris, let me tell you about...
Shut up. So I was right the first time. So it kind of sounds like the way they're talking about it in the article makes it sound like they're like opening this up to like recreate the recipe and re-release that. But I think they're just pouring one of these old bottles into like a vat and releasing that in a limited edition, which sucks ass. That's fucking stupid. I hate that.
I mean, it says they're going to use a quantity of the ale to seed a new limited edition beer. What does it mean to seed a new beer?
It's bullshit is what it is, my man.
Interesting.
It's,
all right.
We're going to do this so that we can tell you that it has ancient fluid in it and you'll drink it.
We're going to make a beer relatively in this style. We're going to dilute this beer into it, maybe.
This is just... We sent yeast to space and we brewed a beer with it, but more lazy somehow.
Well, but worse because they're destroying like a historical artifact. It belongs in a museum.
It belongs in a museum.
Yeah, over here. Like the speeder replica used in that Star Wars sex parody that I saw.
Well, luckily it is in a museum.
It's true, a kind of museum. Yeah, I think it'd be cooler if they just recreated this. It says that it was about 9% ABV, the original, so that it could resist freezing, and was extremely calorie dense, about 6 times the calorie content of your average beer. A dark brown ale, apparently.
I would love an article that's just, this is this beer, this is why it was the way that it was, this is how we made it.
Yeah.
And like maybe that's for a more narrow audience that like cares about beer ingredients and stuff. But like that sounds fucking interesting to me.
Yeah,
and they it seems like they could have done that and instead they did this. Wasteful.
Yeah, bro. Well, okay. Boris, no, Sam, that was fair. I had to wait for a second because Boris was taking a big slug of his delicious beverage over there, getting vaguely pumpkin taste.
That's right. I'm really working my way through it here. I got about halfway down the glass.
Maybe. Yeah, take a big sip all at once to see if combined it forms a decent amount of pumpkin flavor.
Yeah, it you know the nose. It's light on the nose, but it's big on the chug.
Light on the
put
nose,
that shit on the can, dog.
There you go.
Big on the toes.
Fucking put that on my gravestone.
Hell yeah, brother. What would you like? Let's go around the horn and hear what you'd like on your gravestone.
That's a great one. Oh boy.
He's not in here. We fed him to dogs.
Okay.
I don't want a fucking grave. Are you kidding me? It's so stupid. Like, we were talking about environmentalism and shit earlier. Like,
yeah.
I mean, obviously cremation is a great option there, just in terms of limiting the amount of space you take up. But also, like, I mean, Frank was right. And if you know, you know.
Yeah. I would love to be. They have those things where you can, like, be planted with a tree, and then the tree sucks up all your body nutrients. I think that would be rad.
What about when your remains are compressed into, like, a frisbee or something?
I think that's less rad, but, you know, I'm not alive, dude, so I really don't care.
There's no way that you outlive me, Tyler. But if you do, I would like to, like, make you play frisbee with...
with your... Okay.
Toss with Jed. Now, Jed smokes cigarettes. There's no fucking way he makes it. But
yeah, he's gone.
You and Three Sacks and Becca can throw me around for a while.
I'll toss you around with your kids.
Yeah, that would be lovely.
I'll can jam with your kids.
I would lay out for your corpse.
Thanks, man. All I've ever wanted is a friend who would say that to me.
I've got you. I think like Here Lies Boris. He was a pretty cool dude. We had some good times. I don't know. Just like,
just yeah. Like, glad we went back for that, that fucking like, banger, my man.
Let him know that I was chill. I don't know. I don't need anything too crazy.
Yeah, I just I think when it's like loving husband and father, that's just like so lame. It's like you couldn't think of anything else to put on there. You just went with the default.
Honestly, now I'm like, maybe I should get buried and just my tombstone will say, boring ass dude. Because at least then we're getting a little new, a little different.
Yeah, they'd be like, well, he probably didn't get along with Boris over here because this guy's a pretty chill dude.
Yeah.
He was fun to hang out with.
Can I ask you guys a question? I need some advice from two of the most white, least smart guys I know. And it's
why are you asking us?
Questionable on both counts, but okay.
Yeah.
So obviously we just had Halloween, and obviously you can't do blackface because that would be bad.
Yes.
Can you be a black character?
100%.
But just okay, that's allowed.
Yeah,
because I felt a little weird about it. We did a family Halloween. Well, I'm glad white people told me I'm allowed to do something. That makes me feel great.
Yeah. If anyone gives you shit, just tell them I said it was cool.
Really, there was no right answer for you guys there, which is the brilliance of my bit. The girls were ghosts, and Emily and I were Ghostbusters, and the baby was Slimer. Because he was just
pretty good.
He was just in the just stroller. Like he couldn't move anyway. Yeah, he had it was just like a green onesie and a hat that looked like Slimer's face. But these costumes, like really like shitty Timu-ass costumes. But the one cool thing about them was there was like a Velcro patch on the chest, and you could put. It came with all the names of all the Ghostbusters.
That's cool.
So you could decide which Ghostbuster you wanted to be, even though they're all the same. And my favorite Ghostbuster is Winston Zeddemore, the only one that's not white. And my second favorite Ghostbuster is Egon Spengler. So I went as Egon Spengler because I was a little bit like, is it weird for me to be the black Ghostbuster?
No. So I thought you were going to... This is so easy. You should have just been, you should have just been the guy you wanted. Because literally, it's just a name. You know, if you were like, I wanted to be like one of the, who are the fucking ladies from Black Panther?
The Dior Milaje?
Yeah. If you were like, I wanted to do that, it's like, well, that's a little dicier.
Well, it would be a little weird because they're definitionally all women.
Well, because I think they're wearing, like, things that are supposed to evoke, like, traditional African clothing, you know? And so that's, like, a little dicier. But I think if you're just, I don't know, if just the character happens to be black, then who cares? As long as you have blackface on.
So, Ghostbusters and all that aside, could I have just worn a Black Panther costume?
Yes.
Yeah.
Really? He's just so, like, Winston Zeddemore doesn't have to be black. Like, him being black isn't, like...
It's not part of his
character. It's not central to his character. The actor is black and also so unbelievably charismatic, and that's why he's my favorite Ghostbuster. But Black Panther has to be black.
It is, like, part of his whole thing.
I think it's fine.
Like, imagine if it wasn't Michael B. Jordan, if it was a white guy who challenged him for the crown.
Yeah,
that would
be so fucked.
That's
less than good, but I don't know. Like, because that costume, again, like, yeah, there are some traditional elements to it, but I don't think it's, like, that's just a superhero costume. You know what I mean? Like, if the Black Panther costume came with, like, box braids or something... You know, then I'd be like, maybe don't, Sam.
Sure.
You know? Sure. Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, I see where you're going with it, and it's definitely, like, into dicier territory, but I do think that, like, if you're just like, this is my favorite superhero, and I want to dress up as my favorite superhero, like, that's chill. Agreed. That's cool.
Agreed. I don't think it's cool to maybe be like, I'm a Wakandan, but to be like, I'm the Black Panther, that's fine.
Well,
now I'm just like, oh man,
all like to see
we're talking about
my Halloween costume, because I'm really proud of it.
That's pretty good, Gandalf.
Yeah.
Is she Frodo?
My wife did an incredible job with the Hobbit costume, yeah.
Yeah.
And
yeah, so she has a little one ring, and she had some hairy feet, but she did not like wearing them, so
well, it's probably cold as fuck. So you just
they were just
to wear
like
shoes.
Little, they were just like little felt things that we put on top of her shoes, but she insisted on taking them off. Anyways, and I just had to show you guys that because it was pretty. Having kids changes
good.
Halloween
like
in a way that it's like it's
cute.
Actually fun to dress up again in a way that like for Halloween for the past 10 years I've been like, oh, I gotta fucking find something.
Family costumes can be very fun. Yeah. Was the old ball and chain anything from the Tolkien verse?
So her whole thing is she has this dress that she like dyed black and she turns that into a costume every year. So she was like Dark Galadriel in this whole ensemble, but
all right.
It's not like she'd walk down the street and you'd be like, oh, Dark Galadriel. She was.
Why wasn't she just Smaug? Everyone loves Smaug.
Fucking Smaug would be pretty sick. I don't know. I don't know. She was our queen, terrible and beautiful.
I'm into it. I like it. We've got one more article. It's not that beautiful. Probably kind of terrible. It's from chowhound.com. You can thank Applebee's for creating this iconic glass. It's called the Brutus.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Have you guys, are you aware of the Brutus? I feel like this is a glass you can only get at Applebee's, so I'm not really sure what I'm thanking them for.
I'm looking at these pictures, and they look like basic bitch-ass beer glasses. What am I supposed to be impressed by?
Yeah,
I don't know. Who gives a shit, man? Because we've talked a lot about how kind of bullshitty this is anyway. Like, there is something to be said about glass design to a certain extent, but also, like, shut up and who cares? So I guess the Brutus combines the tulip pint glass and the Pilsner glass, and this enhances aroma, I guess. I don't know.
So it's like it's like a tall pint glass. It's skinny at the bottom, wide at the top, and it has like a Das Boot shape, but no boot at the bottom, just sort of a
yeah.
Like it, I don't know. I feel like the main benefit of this glass is that your beer looks really big when it's like probably just a pint or 20-ounce pour or whatever. They're like, wow, look how tall it is because it's really skinny at the bottom.
It's Yard of Ale bullshit.
Yeah.
Like that 40-ounce beer that I had, the big handles. You didn't really need those handles. It just kind of looked cool on there.
Which, like, look, sometimes things just need to look cool, and that's, I have no problem with that.
I mean, I absolutely call bullshit on anything involving, like, this enhancing aroma or flavor. Because
yeah, don't blow smoke
up my
ass. You're
at Applebee's dog, you're drinking Bud Light, you don't want to smell or taste it.
But I do want to feel like I'm drinking a big fucking beer sometimes, you know? And, that'll do it.
You're the boys, you're watching the game.
Yeah, man. You just like I just put a really big beer in front of me.
Yeah, man. It also does say that you can't actually buy these, and they're only for drinking in Applebee's. So what am I fucking thanking them for anyway? Congratulations on designing a glass for your restaurant. Now I'm currently in your restaurant enjoying it. I don't know. Whatever.
All right, so the other thing I want to yell at chowhound.com for is this fucking stock image of a beer that isn't using the glass that this whole article is about at the top. Like, I was about to be like, oh, that glass, but then it turns out that's not even the glass that they're talking about. They're just like, oh, here's some beer, I guess, from Getty Images. We
Getty Image beer. Getty D's nuts.
Got them
in your mouth. Yeah,
or wherever. Not in a position.
Yeah, wherever, I guess. Okay. Well, that's
in that butt. I don't know. Whatever.
You're nuts?
Yeah, sure. Whatever, man.
I don't know, dog.
Doe's testes.
You ever put... Tyler, look me in the eye. You ever put your nuts in a butt?
No, I can't say I have.
Okay, well then don't fucking talk to me about it.
Okay, you're right. You know what, Sam? You're right. And I'll be back next week with some hot
tent. Yeah, let me text Becca.
Just my content next week.
Oh, boy.
Would be easily the best content the show has ever had.
Yeah, probably, I guess. I don't know. I feel like last week you didn't give a fuck. This week, a little bit better. But really, I got to go back to seeing wieners. That's where you're most tuned in, is when I'm seeing wieners.
It's the legal implications that...
The implication. Yep. So, Boris, you talked a little bit about Halloween. Sam, I guess you talked a little bit about something, didn't you?
Try not to be racist. I'm doing my best.
Oh, try not to be racist. Damn it. Yep. We all have spoken, but I feel like we all have beer left. What are we going to do?
Probably complain about how our beer's not very good, and that's why there's still so much of it left.
It's not very good. It's not very good.
Can I give you guys one
more? I, like, want to finish this beer and then go drink a different beer so that I this isn't the last taste beer out of my mouth.
Yeah. Boris, you were going to say something.
Can I give you guys one last sprinkle of content here? Because I usually when I get online, I panic and I go, oh, shit, what have I done
since I was Dip is gagging for it. What do you got?
I'm thirsting.
Yeah, so this is small but mighty, I hope. Would you describe for the listener what you're looking at right here?
It looks like a potted plant that you put some pipe cleaners in. Yeah. To like look like it's a plant.
Yep. Okay. So it's that time of year when the garden is done. Usually what I do at this point is just rip everything out and then start fresh in the spring. But this fucking habanero plant has been producing. So I've just been pulling armloads of habaneros off this thing. So I've decided in my benevolent plant goddom to give it a second chance. This thing to me has earned another try. So I did some Googling, and I guess you can like kind of hibernate plants for the winter. So that's what I'm going to try and do, is let this plant live and put it back in the ground next spring.
That's so funny.
And see if I get...
Boris has discovered agriculture.
Yeah, is somebody writing this down? This could be this could be huge for humanity. Yeah, so I don't know. I just thought it was funny that this little plant earned its life, and maybe it'll just die in my basement, forgotten,
I think that's rad.
And alone. And you know what? We'll see what happens. I'll let you guys know in 6 months.
Now,
what are you using the habaneros for? You making a lot of salsa or whatever?
Sauce. Yeah,
hot sauce.
I ferment them. And then they get all nice and like briny and tangy and delicious. And then I kind of blend them up with whatever's around. So I used a peach for one batch. I got another batch fermenting now. I used a peach and like an onion and a few other, like some garlic and a few other things, and made a nice like sweet tangy habanero
sauce. That
probably
fucking slaps.
Yeah.
It does. It does. The only problem is I took out all of the seeds, and so it's not very hot, but it is delicious. So this one I left some of the more of the seeds in so that it would be a little spicier.
Yeah. I love habanero, but I don't know like culinarily what a use case would be. I guess it might just be hot sauce.
Pretty it's not much. Like, you're gonna, like, if you were to,
it's not it like you're gonna mince it up and put it on your tacos or something like that.
Yeah,
would
if
be,
you were to put it in, a
that would take your head off.
It would be like, yeah, it's too hot to like use in a dish raw unless you like really clean it. I guess.
I guess you could do like one minced in a in a 5 gallon bucket of chili. Or
yeah, something. Like in a pot that of chili. That would probably be good. Yeah, you gotta, and like, especially at this point in my life when usually what I'm cooking is gonna be eaten by a 2-year-old as well as myself. Yeah. I'm not trying to kill anyone here.
Don't be a bitch. They eat that in India. Those babies are crazy.
Yeah, but the thing is, if she doesn't like it, I gotta make something else.
Yeah, and that's true.
I'm not trying to make two things.
Are habanero peppers, or habanero plants, excuse me, are they, like, usually annuals, or are they usually more long-lived and you just let them die?
I mean, I think in like, the American South, they might live through the winter, but up here, they can't be frozen. So up here, they would not live through the winter in my garden.
I got you,
but
dog.
They do pretty well. I've gotten some for the past few summers, just planting them in the spring, and usually by late fall they're putting out peppers. But this one was so good that I had to give it had to see if I can keep that going.
Do you ever? I remember when my dad had a garden when I was growing up, and he was like, always in a situation where rabbits were fucking with his situation. I think it could be tactical to plant habaneros kind of all about so that rabbits would be like, oh, this looks nummy. Let me munch on this. Ouch! And then not eat your cabbage and whatnot.
You don't think they can tell?
Rabbits are stupid.
Okay. All right.
It's a real like Roadrunner Coyote situation here.
Yeah.
You're right. You should get a rocket launcher for the rabbits. That's a better idea.
I do know that birds, like, their tongues don't receive capsaicin, so they like can't. That's why birds can eat like jalapeno and habanero and whatever else. Because if the pepper couldn't be eaten by any animal, it would not be a good plant biologically. They got to be eaten and pooped out.
I think that whole idea is where Yellowbird hot sauce comes from. And I don't know if you guys have had Yellowbird hot sauce, but it rules ass.
I have not.
It always seemed to me like a rabbit problem or a deer problem with your garden was like a potential benefit. Like, now you got some rabbit meat, you know? Like, if you're willing to be out there at 2 o'clock in the morning.
I see your approach here.
Yeah. BB gun, you know?
My dad did talk about getting a BB gun when he had a groundhog problem, and I was like, "Please don't do this."
Yeah, like, I don't think a BB
you're
gun.
You're gonna shoot my mom and not understand what happened, and I'm gonna have to explain it to you. And I don't want to be put in that situation.
I don't think a BB gun would kill a groundhog either. I think it'd be like, "What the fuck?"
I think so.
Yeah.
My whole
he
thing
wants
is
to
like...
maim it so he can. Kill it with his bare hands.
Right.
I think if I had to gut and clean animals myself, I would just be a vegetarian. I don't think I have it in me.
I don't know. Yeah.
Especially something as small as a rabbit.
Yeah, like, it's like, what am I doing this for? Like, three types of...
It's like 2 hours of work, and I'm going to do a bad job at it, and then it only feeds me. Rad.
Yeah, but you forgot about the mittens.
Oh, with the fur?
Yeah.
Yeah, my little rabbit fur mittens.
No, I'm just kidding. Cute. It's a terrible idea.
Yeah, great. Now I gotta like stretch some animal skin.
Yep.
Out in the backyard, like piss. A serial killer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I gotta go pee on it for a while.
Well, I gotta go to the general store and pay 100 gold for the tanning. Equipment for my home, and then I have to spend 3 energy points converting it into leather.
You're getting it now,
but I'll rank up my skill, so that'll be good.
There are all sorts of benefits to murdering rabbits in your backyard. That's all I have to say.
And that's the main takeaway from this show, but we do had beers we should be reviewing,
I guess, right. Who cares, Boris.
Thanks, host.
These beers specifically were so boring.
I know. Let's get them over with.
All right. I had a Wormtown Fresh Patch Pumpkin Ale, 4.5% ABV ale brewed with pumpkin, cinnamon, ginger, nutmeg, and clove. This is just like an extremely generic ale with like a hint of pumpkin and spice in it. I really have very little to say about it. It's a little disappointing. I wanted to hit me with some sort of flavor. You know, if you're gonna go pumpkin, go hard. If you're gonna go like spice, you know, pumpkin pie route, go hard there. That's fine. Be a stout. Be something. And this was nothing. So I don't know. If I'll give it a 4. If your favorite beer is Bud Light, you might like this. To switch it up in the fall. I don't know.
Okay. I had...
Yikes.
AB's Lucky Streak beer. 4.2% ABV. It was extremely boring. I guess it wasn't super offensive, although there was something as I kept drinking it that made me think of, like, tinfoil or something. Or, like...
Yikes.
I don't know. So, I didn't really enjoy it. I don't know. I'll give it like a 3.9, I guess, and recommend it to Bender.
He's not picky.
Well, I don't know. There's that one episode where he wants to drink the beer with the metal shavings in it, so I figured he'd like something that tastes like aluminum.
He's 40% aluminum.
You're right, Boris.
Clang, clang. Clang,
yep. Clang. Okay.
So I had from Ope Brewing Company, Brown Chicken, Brown Cow, German dark lager with chocolate added.
Is that a Bow Chicka Wow Wow?
Brown chicken, brown cow. Oh, probably.
The way you said it, like, okay. Anyway,
this is the second time this beer has been on the show, and no one has put that together.
Very good, Boris.
I think you're probably right, Boris. Well done,
Galaxy Brewing over here. Thank you.
Yeah.
Man, but also now I'm mad because that's a fucking stupid joke. Like, I'm glad you got it, but what a bad joke.
You gotta put something on the can to, like, get people, like, you gotta sprinkle something else in so that that's where...
I think a chicken and a cow, like, raising its eyebrows suggestively at you might get you there, but that's not what the can art is. This beer is... I'm so glad my dad had it, because it's just as boring as he is. There's so little going
on
here.
I will slap you across the face.
It's just as boring as him, and he correctly regarded it as boring. He gave it a 3.1. I'm going to do the same thing. You got mad at me last week, Tyler, for just copying someone else's rating, and I'm doing it again. 3.1 because my daddy said so, and I recommend it to... I was going to say Mitch, but he didn't like it that much, so nobody, I guess.
Sometimes.
What about Mitch's dad? Would he like it?
Oh, long dead. Long dead. Come on.
Would he like it? I don't know.
If he got to drink it today, I think he'd be stoked because he'd be like, oh, I'm alive! And that would be right.
There you go, then.
When you said long
I recommend
dead,
this to dead folks if it brings them back to life.
I thought you said long dad for a sec, and I was like, that's an interesting term for grandfather. Oh, my long dad. I don't know. Yeah, it wasn't a joke, Boris. That's just really what I thought it was.
It's somehow still the funniest thing he's heard all night. Yeah, doesn't bode well for the episode.
Yeah, nope. I mean, hanging out with you guys, you don't get a lot, so you gotta take where you go.
Oh boy, cool. Thank you,
long dad. It's very funny. It's like, well, anyways, go ahead,
Boris. Thanks for being on and laughing at that one thing I just said.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for making a killer joke. You really saved
the man, your
there.
Kid is so young. You're such a short dad, dude. This little tiny bitch short dad over here. Try being a long dad.
Long dad.
My kid's 5 years old. I'm a long dad.
It doesn't change. It's just you're a long dad when you're a grandpa. And then you're a longer dad when you're a great-grandpa.
Longest dad. Sam, thanks for being the longest dad I know.
Yeah, man.
And listener, thank you for listening. If you want to tell us how long your dad is, you can email us at brewsdudespodcast@gmail.com.
Deeply problematic.
Or you can blue sky us pictures of how long your dad is. Brews Day Tuesday.
It's a good thing I don't check that shit anymore.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Don't let it ask you. We'll see you next episode. Bye.
Bye. Here comes the beer, catch all your tears. Drink the remedy, forget about your problems. Here comes the shot, lose all your thoughts. Drink the remedy, forget about your problems. This one's on me, fix you for free. Drink the remedy, forget about everything. This one's on me, got what you need. And take your medicine, you feel better. So, what's the... Habanero is the most interesting thing in your garden. What's the second most interesting, interesting thing in your garden?
Probably just cherry tomatoes. I don't know. I get a shit ton of them. You wouldn't think tomatoes would grow that well up here, but like you got to start them indoors because it's pretty cold for a while. But once you get them going, like, or you just buy seedlings, which is what I've done for the past few years. They fucking love it here. Summers are hot.
Yeah, my mom grows a lot of cherry tomatoes.
Yeah. I've done cherry, I've done big ones. I've gotten a 2-pound tomato out of my garden before, which is, that's a big ass tomato.
Ladies.
I like to let the ladies know that I can provide for them tomato-wise, you know?
Yeah.